Every night before I go to bed, I charge my phone. Every night, I plug it in. Because by the end of the day, the battery's getting kind of low, and if I want to be able to use it tomorrow, which I will, then it needs power. If I forget to plug it in the next day, shoot, it's running out of battery. Every night I plug in my phone so that tomorrow it has the power to do what it was created to do. In the gospel today, we go back to the Last Supper, the night before Jesus died. In John's gospel, John spends 5 chapters, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, those 5 chapters talking about the Last Supper, all that Jesus said and did that holy night. 5 chapters, that's 25%, almost 25% of John's gospel is just the Last Supper. There's Jesus. He knows what's going to happen the next day. He knows he's going to the cross. And he's gathered around with his closest friends. And these are the last things that he's going to say to them before he dies. It's almost like his last will and testament. And in the passage that Deacon Mike just read, we hear probably one of the most important things that Jesus said that night. When he says to his disciples, "A new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so also you should love one another." He gives this great new commandment to love. Now you might be asking yourself, why is that a new commandment? How is that new? Hasn't Jesus been talking about love his entire public ministry? Wasn't there that time earlier in the gospel where the scribe comes to Jesus and the scribe says, "Teacher, which commandment is the greatest in the law?" And Jesus says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." So what's new about this commandment to love? It seems like Jesus has already talked about this commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Why does he say this is a new commandment here the night before he dies? Well, what's new about this commandment is not the command to love. It's new. What's new is how to love. In this new commandment, Jesus is raising the bar of love. Earlier it was, as the Old Testament said, Jesus was just quoting the Old Testament when he talked about the greatest commandment. The Old Testament says, love your neighbor as yourself. Love other people the way you love yourself. But Jesus says, a new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you. He's saying that if you want to be my disciple, you're not just called to a human love, you're called to a divine love, to love as God loves me. Love your neighbor as yourself. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm pretty good at loving myself. I'm very good at it, actually. And so I get, okay, love other people as I love myself. I get that. But to love other people as Jesus loves me? That, of course, begs the question, how does Jesus love me? He died for me. He gave his life for me. Jesus forgives his enemies from the cross. He literally turns the other cheek. He practiced what he preached, and he says to us, I want you to love other people the same way that I love you. With a self-sacrificing love. A love that's filled with mercy and compassion towards others. That kind of love? Love your neighbor as yourself, that's hard enough. But love the way Jesus loves me? To love other people with a self-sacrificing love, even people that I don't like, even people that persecute me, that hate me? That's hard. Because I'm a sinner. I'm a broken human being, and as fallen human beings, it's hard for us to love one another like that. We so often gossip about each other and slander each other and are violent towards one another or lustful towards one another or greedy towards one another or jealous or selfish. We're really good at that with each other. Hating people because of their language or their skin color or where they come from. We're really good at that as human beings. But a self-sacrificial love, the love that Jesus has for me, that's hard. The only way that that kind of love for me is possible, the only way I could do that is if Jesus gives me the power to do it. This is why, on that same night, Jesus instituted the Eucharist at the Last Supper. He gives this great command to love, impossible to love like He loves, but then He gives the power to do it. He gives His body and blood and says, "This is your power source. When you worthily receive Holy Communion, you're given the strength to love as Christ loves. To love the poor, the needy, your family, your friends, those who annoy you, those who are frustrating you even right now. To love." There is a direct correlation between how much a person loves God, is active in their faith, seeks the Lord, sacraments, prayer. There's a direct correlation to how much a person does that and how much they're able to love as God calls us to love. The person who doesn't live out the faith, doesn't pray, is not faithful to the sacraments in their life, they will never be able to love the way that God calls them to love, because Jesus is not living inside them. How was Mother Teresa able to love the way that she did? A love that captivated the world and saw this short little Albanian nun who went out every single day into the streets of Calcutta to serve the poorest of the poor, the people literally dying in the slums in the street in filth. What gave her the strength to do that? Because she loved God tremendously. Every morning she spent an hour in adoration. Every morning she went to Mass with her sisters. And that gave her the strength to go out and love one another as Jesus had loved her. The love of Jesus so filled her heart that it overflowed to everyone she encountered. And we are called to that same thing. To receive the love of God and then to let it overflow in us. Some of you here are getting confirmed next Sunday. We're going to pray for you here in a moment in a special way. In that great sacrament of confirmation, you will receive a whole new strength, a whole new power to love, to witness to the world to love. What a great thing that is. Because Jesus says at the end of the gospel today, after He gives the new commandment to love, what does He say? He says, "This is how the world will know that you are my disciples, by your love for one another." How do people know that I'm a Christian? How do people know that I'm a follower of Christ? It's not by the clothes that I wear. It's not by my hairstyle. It's not by my language that I speak. It's by love. Self-sacrificial love, that I say you are more important than me. Your needs are more important than mine. And yes, I'm even willing to sacrifice for you. That's the kind of love that witnesses to the world that I'm a follower of Christ, because that's how He loves. And again, that love is impossible for me to do because I am broken. But if I stay connected to Him through prayer, through the sacraments, if He lives in me, then and only then Can I love like he loves? Every night, I plug in my phone so that the next day, it has the power to do what it was created to do. You and I were created to love. To love like Jesus loved. And the only way that's possible is if his power flows in me. That power that comes at baptism, at confirmation, that power that comes from the worthy reception of the Eucharist, that power that comes from the sacrament of reconciliation, the power that comes from daily prayer, all that strengthens me so I can do what I was created to do and witness to the world what true love is all about. To witness to the world that I am a follower of Christ, because every single day I strive to love.